And Senator, I know it's not your chamber, but your party has the majority in one body. It is the House, and it's two or three seats now. It hasn't stopped Marjorie Taylor Greene for asking for the ouster of Speaker Johnson. Listen to this.
Now we have Hakeem Jeffries and the Democrats coming out, embracing Mike Johnson with a warm hug and a big, wet, sloppy kiss. And they are ready to, they have endorsed him. They are ready to support him as Speaker. They want to keep it going, keep the band together. Why? Because Mike Johnson is giving them everything they want.
And she's going to have a motion to vacate on Monday. I know the president of the United States, the former president, has said, leave Speaker Johnson, you know, doing a great job. What is your message?
Look, I agree with President Trump. I think Mike Johnson is a strong conservative. I think he has a virtually impossible job because he's got a tiny majority in the House, just two votes. And frankly, he's got people like Marjorie Taylor Greene who will run off on any crazy wild tangent. I think what she's doing is ridiculous. I think it is foolish, and I think it is really counterproductive that she's trying to throw the House into chaos, and she's risking handing the speakership over to the Democrats. Part of the reason that Johnson can't win more conservative victories is people like Marjorie Taylor Greene won't actually stand up and take victories. Instead, that they grandstand. I think this is hurting conservative principles, and it's hurting the Republican majority that is already very fragile in the House.
If you guys are going to win the Senate, you have to win your seat. You're up by, on the Real Clear average, up by 8 points. But you have told, I've listened to you with Sean, you're worried.
Brian, this is a very real fight. This is a real race. Chuck Schumer has been explicit. I'm his number one target in the country. And it's not complicated. Look, if you're a left-wing Democrat, after Donald Trump, there's nobody in the country you want to beat more than me. And so Schumer and George Soros are going to spend more than $100 million trying to beat me in Texas. My last race in 2018 was the most expensive Senate race in U.S. history. We were outspent 3-1, and I won by less than 3 points. I won by 2.6 percentage points. And they are going to spend between $100 and $150 million in Texas. Soros is already flooding millions into the state of Texas. And so I would encourage your listeners, go to our website. It's tedcruz.org. Go to tedcruz.org and make a contribution. Give 25 or 50 or 100 bucks or 500 or 1,000 if you can, because the radical left, they want to defeat me. And they know if they flip Texas, they take the country. We're going to win, but we're going to win because patriots across the country are going to tedcruz.org. They're supporting our campaign. And the $25 that you give today lets us stand up to the $100 million that is coming from Schumer and Soros to try to defeat me and to try to flip the state of Texas.
When you see the president on the stump, this is the third campaign he's running. You saw it up close and personal, 2016, 2020, now 24. I watched two speeches yesterday, and we see him in court today. Where do you think his team is at now? And comparing to when he ran for re-election in 2020 and shocked everyone in 2016, how would you compare his place right now, 6 months into the election in 2024?
Listen, there's no doubt his political team is more effective than in prior cycles. They're more professional. They're doing a better job of organizing. Now, they're facing an extraordinary challenge in that with the weaponizing of the legal system, Trump is stuck in court every day, which is a terrible way. He should be able to be out campaigning. And we've seen Democrats really what they're doing by indicting him over and over and over again, these partisan Democrats, what they're doing is waging a war on democracy. You know, there's an irony, there's a Freudian projection in that Democrats beat their chest and say, we're defending democracy. And what they accuse the other side of doing is what they are in fact doing. The reason for these indictments of these court cases is because they're terrified the American people are going to vote for Donald Trump, and they're trying to prevent that. But I'll tell you, in many ways, the strongest asset that Trump has in his reelect is the American people have seen what an absolute train wreck Joe Biden and the Democrats' agenda is. They've seen inflation. They've seen chaos at the southern border. They see two wars across the globe. They see the radical anti-Semites and Marxists on college campuses that are the base of the Democrat Party. And I think all of that is bringing a whole lot of people, even people who in 2020 voted for Joe Biden because maybe they didn't like a tweet or something Donald Trump said, and they're sitting there saying, wow, my life was a lot better. My family was a lot safer. We were doing better when Republicans were in charge than we are when these radicals in the Democrat Party are endangering the safety of my family.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough run, but I think he's leading in every battleground state. He's got a flat-footed tie in some polls in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, but not trailing anywhere. Senator, it's going to be interesting. Best of luck with your race. So, Ted Cruz, this is not a layup just because it's Texas. They want to knock him out. And, Senator, I know you're up for the fight. Thanks so much.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a three-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.